It's nonsensical, but well said.
Yep. That's like our whole podcast, I feel like. Season 10, episode
5.
It's not live. Well, it's kind of live. Yeah. We're alive.
We're live.
We're always live.
We're live in person.
Well, that's
it's not alive, live. Right? Yeah. Are we recording this?
We could have just faded up
it
over that
is
if we wanted to.
Season 10, episode 5 of the Whales Are Whales pod.
Cast.
And I get to look Cameron in the eyes.
So weird. Every time we do a live podcast, I'm always like, who
this
do I look
strange.
At? But especially what I'm talking
about. I'm just going to look at Cameron the entire time. It's just our conversation. These two guys don't exist.
Yep.
I guess I'll look them in then.
Well, we've introduced our cast today. And now you say that every time we do a live show, et cetera, et cetera.
We're in person.
We've never done this, right? With me, you,
with all four
Brian,
of us. No.
No.
We
didn't do it in Kentucky.
We didn't do it in Kentucky, yeah. I mean, we've done a four-man group with Abigail, I believe, but not us four.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is news. This
new
so,
territory.
So yeah. So the discerning of you, listener, Edgar Allen, might realize that it's kind of loud. So where are we, guys? What are we doing?
And it's not just because we're yelling this time.
Yeah. It's not just us in the background doubled over.
Mm-hmm. Man, I think we're at VGM Con.
I think we're at VGM
Camera,
Con. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Now, let me set the stage here. VGM Con stands for Video Game Music Convention.
Yeah. Yes.
And we've talked about MAGFest in the past. We've probably talked about VGM Con in the past. And I was good. I've been here already twice before. This is my third year. And then Brian said, me too. And I'm like, cool. And then Cameron said, me too. And I'm like, cool. And then Ben said, me too. And I'm like, I'm going to have to get another hotel room.
Yep. Did I tell you guys, like, the reason I so quickly decided to come here was that I had plans on going to Alaska and they fell through.
Oh.
And I was like, I need a trip. I need a trip really bad. And you guys just happened to mention this. And I was like, that sounds awesome.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You filled the hole in your heart.
You did. Uh-huh. So what has been everyone's favorite thing they've done so far?
Seeing you guys, why I'm here.
Yeah,
that's why. Like,
it's the people, of course.
Yeah, it's the people.
It's the people, no doubt. But that salsa band was really good. The salsa band was really good.
Did I see the salsa band?
No, you missed.
No, I missed the salsa band.
They were really good.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, hearing all of this video game music played live, it just hits differently. This has been really fun.
Yeah.
Whether it's not that I recognize all of it, but from Yoshi's Island, Delfino Plaza, like all of this really iconic Nintendo music is just really fun to hear played live.
Well, I think it's also kind of good that you don't recognize it because you're just listening to live music and it's like, this is awesome. It doesn't really matter where
it
came
music,
from.
Yeah, it doesn't need the predefiner of video gaming. It's
just
a live
need the
music.
Nostalgia.
It is wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so glad you're getting that experience. Maybe that's been one of my highlights for this VGM Con. It's like, seeing you guys here, you're not part of this world. Like,
no,
you
just showed up.
You don't host video game music podcasts and you're not friends.
I've been
with
on one.
Yeah.
That counts.
There was a very surreal moment that happened just a second ago because we were in the panel for one of our friends' party. And he was hosting this panel about an album he was making. I've been to many of his panels before at MAGFest, VGM Con, and I had no idea Cameron was there. Ben wasn't, you weren't there, but I thought both of you guys were just off somewhere.
Yeah.
And I had no idea because I was just looking at, Will and Marty and all the VGM people. And then I heard this question and I turned around. It's like my camera turns and it's just Cameron sitting there. I'm like, am I dreaming? Like, this is so weird.
I know.
Yeah.
It really
it was
is.
Just a
weird.
Sense of like a dream where I'm just mixing and matching different people from my life in the same scene.
It's been really cool to get a taste of the scene in general. I am not part of this group, but I'm tangentially related because I love video games.
Yes,
I love video game music. I'm not an active musician in the video game world, but I can 100% appreciate all of this beauty that everyone's been making, and it's been awesome to learn. Like, I love that panel.
Yeah,
it made me want to, I'm gonna go download the sound fronts and play around with it. Audacity or whatever, Reaper probably works.
Yeah, Reaper.
And because it's just so exciting to see all the passion and drive behind all these people. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It was the second we walked in this building, you guys got swarmed by a billion people.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, whoa.
It's the lobby effect. The way this hotel is built is the lobby is the central hub.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you sit in those like four chairs that encircle or the lobby encircles, you can just spend your whole time there. So people you know come and
rotating. Yeah. Like that was probably my one of my favorite moments was last night sitting at this table, and I don't know, starting at like 9:30 or 10, and people would just like swap and come in and come over and play arcade games over there, and it was like 1 a.m. and it's like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed, but this is just fun. Like it's just such a
The weekend long convention thing is really cool.
Yeah.
Because it kind of doesn't matter what it is, as long as you're have any interest in it, you can just kind of come and go and do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can see one friend for a little while and then change speeds and do something else.
And we're all staying in the same hotel. So it's like, oh, I'm on the third floor, you're on the second floor.
But I'm going to go take a nap for a bit. I'll be back in, you know, an hour.
Like,
and
I had a friend who's like, oh, man, I'm really hungry, but I can't get lunch right now. And I'm like, well, just come up to the room. I have snacks because we did the Target run. And it's a fun community. And on that note, and that's a funny joke because it's like a music note.
On that note,
I would clap if one of my hands is holding a microphone.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Oh, now we know when to start the episode.
Oh, my God. We didn't clap.
Just four times.
It is.
On that note,
it's such a welcoming community.
Yeah.
Just everybody wants to be your friend here.
Yeah.
Everybody helps everybody constantly. I have a Waluigi. Sort of embroidered, very loud.
Sort of.
It's Waluigi's all the way down, folks.
Yes, sure is.
And I've just been running into other Waluigi's, and immediately we are psyched to see each other and taking selfies and screaming them off.
I love, one of my favorite things about any convention I've been to so far, and I've been to, like, I guess the Ren Faire and Comic Con, but I love complimenting people on their outfits and things. Are we all taking a picture at the same time?
I was getting a video.
I want all of us to take a picture of each other.
I only have one hand, guys. Hold on.
You're talking about going to a convention.
Everyone pull out their phone. Everyone pull out their phone.
Pull out phones if they're thinking.
Oh, this is that physical humor that we don't often get.
Yeah.
You need to pull forward so I can get my shot.
Turn on.
Oh, I'm trying to get everybody in the shot.
Yeah. Oh gosh, guys. We're all leaning away. That's gonna make it harder.
Yeah.
We're all so stupid. Normally it's getting closer so I can get all of you. It's all four of us leaning away at the same time. That's
funny. We've lost the thread.
You were talking about the places you've gone to, including Comic-Con.
I love complimenting people on their makeup and their outfits.
Oh, yeah.
I love seeing the happiness in people's eyes when I say, oh, I love your makeup. And they're like, thank you. Because they're usually expecting me to ask them something, you know, like, what time is it or where is something? But I'm like,
I have a picture.
Yeah, if I have a picture, but I'm just like, I love your outfit. And I just walk on by and they're just like, oh, thank you, you know? I wanted to circle back though. We heard your favorite thing. What was your favorite thing so far?
I mean, I kind of shared it. It was just sitting here with people from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. and just chatting. Yeah.
What about you, Ben?
It's just the people. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's getting to see people that I haven't seen in like 6 or 7 years since I went to MAGFest years ago. It's getting to actually hang out with you again for the second time
ever. Yeah.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
And just like, being around people that are passionate and excited about what they do. Passion is magnetic and humans are drawn to it. And I'm no exception. So getting to see people be excited about their craft. So cool.
Yes.
So
and like all the different angles, like you and Matthew are talking about lighting and stage direction. And
right.
You've got, of course, all the performers who are like, you know, just absolutely bringing their A game, getting better every year. And, you know, we know about the podcasting world and how we've interviewed everybody, and we're running into other podcasters and exchanging like podcast episodes and like
so cool.
It all. And then there's the whole merch situation where everyone is like an artist in the artist cave downstairs.
I know. I immediately found the most beautiful piece, and I bought it like within the first hour of being here
for the most ridiculous price.
Yeah, for $25.
Yeah,
I was gonna spend like $50 on that thing, and it was $25. I'm like.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll slide the card.
For the listeners, it was a wooden map of Hoenn.
No, Kanto.
Excuse me.
Kanto, yeah. A Pokemon. On a beautiful frame.
It was cool.
And it was very nostalgic for me.
For you, Cameron, what has been your favorite thing?
So, I think my favorite thing has been the total atmosphere, the overall atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, last night I went to, I don't think any of you saw it, but I went to a Zelda Gent concert with a guy playing Gent over Zelda.
Right.
It was awesome. But like, just the ability to kind of go anywhere and see cool things no matter which direction you go.
Yeah.
And it being able to slip in and out and leave and come back. Because I at the Tiberian Suns concert yesterday, I left and came back like 3 times.
Yeah.
And
I guess it is kind of an ADHD paradise.
Yeah. At a real concert, you don't have to stay up for a panel.
You don't have to stay seat in your seat for a full concert.
Right. Yeah. At a real concert, you have this obligation. You're there.
Yeah. You're waiting for the show to start.
And and you know, when you're in the middle of a giant concert, you don't want to leave particularly. Yeah. But the fact that you can and then come on back.
Yeah.
And then it never ends either.
Yeah.
There's more stuff to go do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's kind of scratching an itch I didn't know I had by.
Yeah,
letting me kind of do whatever I want in this wonder world of things to do.
Yeah,
and you're also allowed to take a nap. Like,
and I can take a nap. Yeah, it's like preschool.
Yeah, it's like
BGM Con. BGM Con is like taking care of ADHD people like
you. You really can regulate and match your emotional state to the environment around you.
Yep.
Like, if you're ready to go headbang, then go for it, man. Or maybe you just want to sit on the edges and wait for someone you know really well to come and find you and then have a one-on-one conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to set up a podcasting studio at the hotel lobby or bar.
One of my favorite things in the world to do. Yeah.
We do that all the time. That's our new tradition, actually. Every week, a bar.
This is me launching the new solo show I'm doing, Ben Goes to Bars. I just take my recording equipment, show up at a bar, maybe drink, and just speak about life.
I would unironically listen to that. What are you talking about? You're obligated now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll do at least one pilot episode.
There you go. Well, anything else? Any other interesting stories we've had so far? Me and Ben walked into
a another separate hotel.
That was so funny.
I still don't quite understand what happened there.
So we can take you if you want.
I actually would like
There's a hallway you can go through. That one direction goes to VGM Con and the other one goes down this hallway that turns into a separate hotel
room. This hotel is butted up against other buildings around that are not owned by the same hotel.
Mm.
We just happened to stumble across.
So did you leave the building?
Not really.
Kind of. The buildings are separated. So the two buildings are brick walls connected by a glass tiny hallway.
Like an awning.
Type of thing. So like it doesn't feel like you're leaving the building because there's technically a glass
roof
over you.
There's
no signs or anything. But we entered the back of this building into the back of a different building. Which is why the lady was so confused.
And the attendant was so confused. We were showing her our badges and like a map of the hotel and she's like, I have no idea what planet you guys are from.
Did you like walk into a bizarre world where there's a convention going on or everyone hates video game music?
No kidding. This is the anti-VG AVGM. So that was really funny. I don't know. What about you guys?
Well, I guess this is day two for us. We got here like 3:00 on Friday, and it is now like 6:30 on Saturday. And honestly, at the end of last night, I was like, I'm good. Like, this was worth the trip. Like, this has already been fantastic. I saw everybody I knew in like the space of 3 hours. Like, I have 2 more days. This is amazing.
Oh, it's a good thing. You're like,
you were saying I'm done. I've had my fill.
Not good like I'm done. More like
you've accomplished it all and it's
been
all gravy
worth it.
That's
already
beautiful.
Been worth it.
Oh, I love that.
And so now today, like a bunch of people went out to lunch and didn't tell me they were going, and I felt so offended and betrayed.
It was salad too.
And it was salad, so I could have eaten it. But no, for real.
You could have.
As opposed to
everything else.
Somebody actually said, you know, they're getting lunch, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit here and like watch people do coloring books for a while. Because no pressure, man. Like I'm just floating around and finding what finds me.
It's
really been fun.
Yeah,
I could see this becoming an every other year event for me. What do we got? That's
Majora's
cool.
Mask.
I also would like to point out that a second ago I was hearing the Mario 2 music playing behind us.
Yeah.
I hope it picks up in the mic because
I'm sure it will.
Perfect setting setting the story,
for
what we're doing here.
If you listen very carefully, you can hear Frogger in the background.
I can't.
No.
Sorry.
I was going to try to make Frogger sounds, but the only thing that came to mind was Pac-Man.
Brit. That's Frogger.
There you go. I think that's a pretty good update.
I mean, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're leaving us tomorrow, Ben.
Yeah, so I'm headed out early tomorrow. I didn't know people were staying through Monday, so... it'll be a slightly shorter trip for me, but I will know to think and ask about that in the future.
You know,
most
people don't stay till Monday.
But I actually, first off, my schedule allows for it, and I love people. So, if there's an additional evening where there's no stress and everyone's just hanging out, that's going to be my favorite time.
I would do Thursday then.
That's going to be my favorite time of any trip that I take.
Yeah.
So, for the future, but, no harm, no foul.
Can you move your plane?
I have already attempted to.
Oh, well. I'm gonna say you can just stay in our room again. It's not like
I appreciate the offer, yeah. but no, I
you just walk home.
I would.
Yeah.
yeah. Don't introduce me.
Yeah.
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 Well, maybe this kind of puts like a. Closes the loop on the theme of this episode and this con is when we were doing our target run with Carlos.
Right.
One of our, he was the guy we stayed with or roomed with for our first MacFest.
Old school.
Carlos goes way back. He's great. And we're like, Carlos, thank you so much for taking the time to drive us to Target so we can get snacks. And he's like, no, this is why I'm here. Like, whether I'm in Target or, you know, watching a metal show with you guys, like, it's the same thing. Like,
yeah.
I just want to hang out with you
just
guys.
Just be with friends. Yeah. It makes me a little sad that all of my good friends are not immediately within my grasp at all times.
I always feel that when coming to BGM Con or MagFest, to be in one place where so many, you know, so many people and can just turn the corner and that's someone else that you'll have a conversation with. I think that's it's a special experience.
It is, And that's why I have my end goal to make all of you move to Oregon.
Everyone at BGM Con.
Yeah, I wonder how well that sentence is going to age.
What does that mean? Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I guess the end goal is now to get the VGM Con to Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe the real VGM Con is the friends we made along the way.
It is, yeah.